Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 105th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Girls' Night Out, original air date October 17th, 1998. We start with an armored truck transferring a prisoner from Metropolis. The prisoner is Livewire. She's a Superman villain that is basically female Electro from Spider-Man. She's a woman who used to be a DJ like a female Howard Stern, but got struck by lightning and got lightning superpowers, and she fights Superman. Anyway, the road is closed ahead, and the cops tell the guard driving the truck that he can go ahead, but to be careful of the downed power lines. So speaking of power lines, you know what? I wonder what kind of eyeshadow Livewire uses. Oh, it must be foreshadowing. Of course, because of the electricity from the power lines, Livewire is able to get power and breaks loose. Batgirl is patrolling the city after hearing about Livewire's escape. Batman is in there, so he's speaking to her on FaceTime, I guess. And he says that he's going to be back in 48 hours, and he's going to try to get her some help. At that moment, Batgirl spots Livewire, and Livewire shocks the Batmobile, and we cut to Supergirl doing homework or something. Supergirl gets a call from Batman saying Superman needs to go to Gotham and capture Livewire. So anyway, Supergirl is just Superman, but she's a girl. I'm going to be saying that a lot of, she's this, but she's a girl, because that's about the degree of depth that the writers have given the women in this episode. Anyways, yeah, so she's a female Superman, and she's Superman's cousin. Livewire is still shocking the car when Batgirl uses the ejector seat and flies away in a hang glider. Livewire chases her, and they have a fight. Supergirl arrives to save Batgirl from being killed, but Livewire blasts both of them. Livewire starts running out of power and runs away. The cops show up, and Bullock is speaking to the girls. He wants Batman on the case instead of the Junior Squad. We're at some abandoned safari or zoo or something, and Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy are there, in their underwear. As girls do. Right, girls? You always just hang out in your underwear. At home. Like, in front of other girls. Anyway, Ivy is just laying low and Harvey is bored. I mean, Harley, not Harvey. I wish Two-Face was in this episode, but no, it's Harley. She's bored. Livewire shows up for no reason other than, sure, why not? And I guess they're all a team now. The evil girls, and okay, for those of you wondering or getting angry that I keep calling them girls when they're obviously women, it's because the writers of this show clearly wrote all of these females as being 15 years old. Anyway, evil girls break into a mall, because that's what girls do, right? Women be shopping. Harley tries to break down the door with a giant mallet, but Livewire is annoyed and just blasts the door open. And this is funny, I guess. I don't know humor. I'm a black-hearted human being whose soul died in December 16th. Of 2016. Anyways, they go inside and they find three ATM machines. Yes, I just call them ATM machines, even though ATM stands for automatic teller machine. So I just call them automatic teller machine machines. Oh, and the monster is actually Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein. Anyway, Ivy makes some vines grow and money comes out of the machine. Livewire uses her powers to make money come out of the machine. And Harley hits it with a hammer. And we're all rolling on the floor laughing. Livewire uses her powers to get the money out of Harley's machine. And she tells the other girls to pick up the money. She's going to do some shopping. Women be shopping. Right, fellas? Anyway, Harley wonders who made Livewire the leader. She's like, oh, why? When did we become the gang? Anyways, Batgirl rides Supergirl. Don't look into that, guys. Get your mind out of the gutter. She's literally on her back riding her like a pony. I don't know what you guys are thinking. But anyways, she's riding Batgirl. I'm sorry, Batgirl is riding Supergirl, and they fly towards the mall. Livewire tries on some clothes, because women be shopping. Supergirl confronts her. Livewire forms a bubble of electricity around Supergirl, and Supergirl can't escape. Batgirl throws a balloon full of some kind of electric retardant dust, and this covers Livewire, and Batgirl just knocks her out. Poison Ivy shows up, and she throws some seeds at Supergirl. The seeds grow into plants and engulf Supergirl. Harley shoots Batgirl into an elevator, like she shoots a giant canister of something into Batgirl's stomach. She falls into an elevator or a phone booth or something. Harley then wakes up Livewire by spraying her with water, but this shorts out Livewire, and she's like super weak and almost unconscious. Supergirl breaks loose from the plants, and Poison Ivy throws more seeds, but this time at Batgirl. Supergirl shoots the seeds with her laser eyes, but the seeds turn into pollen, which is deadly, Poison Ivy tells us, and Batgirl starts choking. Supergirl flies Batgirl to safety, and the evil girls get away. Supergirl and Batgirl are at Babs' apartment, and Supergirl loves Babs' life. She's like, oh, you get to do all this cool police stuff and investigating? And Babs just loves Supergirl's life. Oh, you live in a farm and you do chores? Besties, I guess. Evil girls are hanging out at the Penguin's Club, the Iceberg Lounge. The girls start arguing, and Penguin shows up telling them to settle down or he's kicking them out. We cut away and we see lightning and plants coming out of the club doors as the patrons run away. We fade from black and the club is destroyed. Batgirl and Supergirl show up, but Penguin wants Batman or Superman. Penguin gives the girls info where to find the other girls. We cut to the abandoned zoo or safari or whatever it is, and Livewire is acting like this is her first time there, even though that's where she met them. She's like, so this is home, huh? Oh, it's a little too green. You were just there. You appeared out of their phone. Anyways, one of Ivy's plants starts shaking, and that's an alarm. Supergirl and Batgirl show up, and they get caught immediately. One of Ivy's plants takes away Batgirl's tank full of... And it's not even like a tank, like I'm driving an army tank. Just literally like a tank of oxygen or something. So it's just a little tank on her back. One of Poison Ivy's plants takes it away, throws it away, and it explodes. It's that dust that she used on Livewire earlier. Harley knocks herself out by shooting a boxing glove at Supergirl. And then the boxing glove bounced back, hitting Harley in the face. Forgive me if I can't continue with this review without laughing, because this is hysterical. That's why I love Harley Quinn, because she's a ray of sunlight in an otherwise dark world. Poison Ivy makes animal shapes out of her plants, and they attack Supergirl. This hurts her for some reason. She's Supergirl. She's Superman, but a girl. She's just a female version of Superman. Plants should not hurt her. She is just literally getting pricked by rose thorns. This is like if somebody shoved Superman into a bush. That should not stop a Kryptonian on Earth powered by the rays of the yellow sun. Cripes on Friday. Batgirl is being shot at with electric bolts by Livewire. And Batgirl tricks Livewire into shooting Ivy's plants, and then they catch fire. Ivy then goes to the top of a water tower and turns on the valve and makes the water flow to turn out the fire. Batgirl throws Livewire into the water and she just electrocutes everybody. So they're all out, except for Supergirl and Batgirl as they fly away to safety. So Babs and Supergirl are watching the news while giving each other manicures. I'll believe that. I'll believe that these two are hanging out and giving each other a beauty day manicures and pedicures and stuff. That I'll believe. But Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn and the other one just hanging out in their underwear doing nothing, that I don't believe. But anyways, Detective Bullock is on the news and he says that, oh, these criminals were just caught by a couple of rookies, but they showed some potential. And then the girls are like, all right. And they high-five each other. The end. So the only post show notes I have is that when Bullock is being interviewed, we get our first and only look at Summer Gleason in the redesign era, and she looks awful. She looks like a coloring book drawing that wasn't finished. It's bad. Let's just move on to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
The Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 105, and while it is not the worst, this one commits, I believe, a bigger crime than being the worst. It's bland. It's boring. It's really just, oh look, these girls are fighting these girls without really there being any point, and it's not really that exciting either, so it's kind of just there. It's not as bad as the last few episodes we've done. I mean, this season, honestly, has just been bad. I can see why they stopped making episodes, because either they were getting the writers and the creators' attention spread too thin, working on too many shows at once. You had Superman the Animated Series, you had Justice League, and you had Batman the Animated Series. So I don't know if it was spreading it too thin, or they were too busy working on the other, you know, maybe Justice League was a new thing, so they were too busy with that, saying like excited by this new project, and they kind of just disregarded this whole one. But this last season has not been good, and as I said, this episode's kind of bland. I'm looking at like low 90s here. We got the episode, I've Got Batman in My Basement. That's the episode with the two little kids saving Batman from the Penguin, Home Alone style. That episode's awful. At least it had like a, I guess you could say, a story to it, a fun story with the kids. I mean, it's kind of the same as this, where we got the kids, Batman's in it, but not really. In this one, Batman literally just shows up for like a 10-second cameo in his own show, and he's not really in it. And it's somebody else taking care of business. But somehow the one with the kids, it's a little bit more interesting. Not much, because I really don't like that episode either. I mean, Jesus. Right above that, we got at number 89, Day of the Samurai. That's the episode with Kyo Daiken, which is another kind of boring episode, because Kyo Daiken is not a good villain. He's just generic ninja. What is Reality? That's the episode where Riddler traps Gordon in the virtual reality. While not a good episode, because it's a really bad Riddler episode, and it's kind of stupid, at least it has some creativity to it with the whole virtual reality thing, so that might be even better than that one. You know what? I can't say the kids in Batman's basement or whatever the hell it was is better than this, but I can't say this is better than the virtual reality one. So our new number 89 is Girls Night Out. Hey everybody, thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. We got 4 episodes left of the series, and I'm gonna be honest with you, we got one really good one, and the rest are about on par, if not worse, than this one. So, it's, I don't know. This last season is kind of, I can see why they stopped making them. Especially if you remember my reviews from before this season, how much I praised this show, how much I loved it. But this last season is really not, that great. But everybody, thank you for listening. So once again, send the emails, captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are...